Waiting singleness, they cause equal and fun fact. Oh, that's true. Thanks for reminding me of how miserable I am for being single. Hey guys, what's up, people? It is your baby girl talking, Ruth. Yeah, I am your baby girl. Forget it. Okay, I hope you all are fine and you're doing well. So, welcome to another episode of Talking Moments podcast with Talking Ruth. So, this is a special episode. It's nothing too serious because I didn't even search about the topic I want to talk about today. I didn't write out points or anything. And that is because I am ranting today. So, I'm recording this episode because of what someone sent me not quite long. Like, I went online and then I saw a message, like a reaction to something I posted, and it just made me to start thinking about something, and it's about this whole singleness of a thing. I just think that because of the way things are going on right now, because of the way people react to posts and the rest, I think they may be, you know, overrating this whole being in a relationship thing. But I feel like there are things that you should say and shouldn't say to people that are single, because some people might take it badly. I'll explain. So I posted a video. Like, normally I post a lot of things on my WhatsApp status. Yeah, I can post more things there because it's like IG where you need to like filter everything, or you want to come off as this kind of person, so you're being careful with what you post out there. But you know, WhatsApp status, like, most of those people already know you, so you're either posting memes to catch crews, or, you know, posting with like funny captions, or you're posting to like talk to somebody, like telling people catch yourself, like you're posting because you want this, like this post for a particular person, and you just like change the way, like, as if it's a cruise thing. But when the person knows that you're talking to them, and if you get that part. So I posted something, like a video of me dancing, and I captioned it with something like fun fact about me. And there was something about, there are many things about me, many things that people don't know. And it is normal. There are many things about other people that I do not know myself. So that's like only expected. But yeah, I was like, fun fact. One thing about me, okay, I said, fun fact, I'm the last girl you want to take to a party because I don't dance with men behind me, no matter what. I would rather dance on my own. And yeah, and my look alone, that's the way I would look at you, would give you enough reason to not persist. And then one of my friends replied me with this thing that I find really funny. And it's like, waiting singleness, they cause equal and fun fact. I said I laughed, yes. But it just made me ask question. I think people might be, you know, underrating this whole single process, because I feel like it's things like this that make some people go into relationship when they don't want to. I can laugh about it because I know why I'm not, you know, maybe currently in one or something. Yeah, I'm saying this publicly, funny enough. But yes, I know why I'm not in one currently, and I'm cool about it. I'm totally cool about it. Like, you know, in my last episode, most of my episode, I talk about things like, I'm in this self-discovery process. I'm trying to find myself and the rest. And that is a process. And it is only normal for me to want to do that in my lonely time, alone time, because I feel like you're more open to see things when you're lonely. But even because of you being lonely, you decide to go ahead and be in a relationship with somebody, that person might be unable to even feel that spot about, like, feel that loneliness spot. You know, some people will get such response and you see them start feeling all bad. Trust me, people pretend a lot. There's some people, I used to take things very personal before, so I can relate. Like, some things will hurt them when they see it, but they're going to be so cool and act like, oh, it's nothing, it's just funny. But it's just spinning them in their body and their blood, for real. So I'm just trying to say that I just think that there are things that we should, like, when we're reacting to posts and the rest, like, we should be sensitive. I know he reacted that way because he knows me and he knows that I'm going to laugh it off. Like, oh yeah, it's just one of those things, one of those, you know, comments. It's normal. But I'm just saying it because I can only imagine how other people would react to such kind of thing, especially based on so many facts. Come on, Valentine is around the corner. Yeah, I'm recording this like a few days to Valentine. you might listen to it like after Valentine or something, but just so you know, I think it's about 3 days now to Valentine, and yeah. So seeing this kind of thing can make some people go into this thinking mode and be like, oh, that's true. Thanks for reminding me of how miserable I am for being single. I don't think that's true. If you're single, I just feel like you don't get to be single forever. You don't get to be single every time. That if you're somebody who is big on relationship or love or commitment, you don't get to, you know, to be single forever. So when you are single, you want to like enjoy it. For me, singleness is like a phase for you to get a lot of things right. You know, rushing into relationship because of so many things. There are people that are lucky that they go into relationship with no idea of who they are, what they want to do with life, and then along the line in the process, they're able to discover themselves in that relationship. And there's some people that you really need to like take out time to focus on yourself and learn new things, and, you know, do things, because in a relationship can also be distracting for some people. Yeah, people will be like, you can be in a relationship and do what you want to do, yeah. But for some people, it can be distractive. It might be a problem because they might not have the time to give. Okay, I know a few friends who are very busy. Very, very busy. You know, there's this thing, I don't know, but I don't know how to explain it. Like, they are in their young early 20s, so it's only expected. So being in a relationship with that kind of person right now, it's not going to be able to give you the time. They're not going to be able to give you the time that you need, the attention that you need, because right now their number one like priority is their work, which they see as their baby. So most of the attention is going to them, maybe what they're doing to make money, or maybe a skill they're trying to learn and that kind of thing. So like I said, this is a pure rant episode. That's why I didn't want to call it like a full episode. It's just me ranting. I might actually not even put it out on my podcast platform. I might eventually, or I might just put it on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, as me ranting things. I don't know how it's gonna be, but I'm saying all this just for you to know the state I'm in while recording this episode. And yeah, and my voice might be sounding a bit thicker than it normally would. I think I know why that is. It's like in the middle of the night, and yeah, I woke up to go get something, and then that was when I like checked my phone and I saw the message, and I was like, what the fuck, man, like, you really said that to me? But yeah, it's normal. I get that a lot. Like, I think anybody who is single and people know about it get that a lot. But the question is, are we really single, or we just want to make y'all believe that we're single? I did not say anything. I'm just saying that sometimes some people might not take singleness to heart, because there are many reasons why singleness, like insulting people, or not really insulting or talk to people about singleness thing, or them being single, they might not take it too harsh, they might not consider it too much. Number one, either they are single by choice. Like, it's not like people are not coming. It's not like, I always say suitors. It's not like the men are not coming. They are coming, and, you know, they are seeing the kind of, like, the old hot guys, and, you know, this kind of, like, fine boys, and... But they have what they want in mind. They have a reason why they're not saying yes. So there is a pride that comes with that. There's a feeling that comes with that, because you know that, okay, I'm not single because no guy is coming my way. I'm not single because I'm not being approached by men. Like, oh, yo, talk here, Ruth. I like you. And I was thinking that, you know, we could be a thing. You know, I feel like there's this chemistry between us. And I was thinking that we could, you know... Or I see a spark and I was hoping that blah 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 blah. So yes, that's number one. Another reason why some people might not be affected with this whole singleness talk is because they perhaps just left the relationship and they're not ready for anyone, that kind of thing. So people like that are like, okay, you know what, it's nothing new, I will get back to it. But my point is that people make this being single of a thing. So, you know, there are a lot of us that catch cruise with it on, you know, on our social media space. We'd be like on WhatsApp status. I see a lot of people's posts like that. Like, oh, God, when? Oh, God, me. Oh, this thing and this. Come on, I love love. Who doesn't, literally? But yes, at the same time, I feel like people just make it seem like so much of a big deal than it is. If you're single, I feel like it's a good thing. You know, I tell you, when my friends, I don't know if I've said this before, but when some of my male friends come to me and be like, so I want to go into a relationship, or, my dear, I'm asking them questions, like, are you sure? Do you have the time for that? Like, how is your financial life like? Like, is that what you should be doing right now? that kind of thing, because there are so many things to being in a relationship that some people just don't realize. And I'm going to make an episode on why people go into relationships, like some of the wrong reasons why people go into relationship, which I feel like it is one of the reasons why so many relationships do not last. You know, some people feel like being in a relationship is like a cure for boredom, a cure for loneliness. And I think that is wrong. You know, somebody said something to me that kind of like changed my perspective. No, it didn't change. It didn't change it. It was already changed. But it kind of like just gave me another angle to see this whole thing about companionship. Companionship and somebody coming to your life is like, some people date because they are trying to feel complete, because they are looking for somebody who's going to like make their old world make sense. No, you should try to, like, in your single phase, try to make your life make sense on your own. Like, get used to the loneliness, get used to the boredom, look for how to make yourself happy. Don't be like the person who is waiting for somebody, one magical Prince Charming or, you know, Cinderella to come to their life and make everything turn around all for the better. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to make sense here. Even if I'm ranting, like, you know, this kind of thing, like, you just say what's on your mind, but you're hoping that it makes sense to people. So, yeah, this is not an edited episode. I'm saying everything as it is on my mind. I'm not even, like, checking paper or anything. Normally, I would want to, you know, research, like, do deep thinking about podcast episode, like, oh, what part of my life can relate to this topic I want to talk about? Like, what's my experience in this thing? Like, I want to talk about it. Which angle can I come from? Like, what part of me do I want to get into? What mood do I want to get into to be able to talk about this thing well? But I'm in all mood right now, and I'm talking about this the way I just think that I can in my head. Like, seriously. So this might be one of the episodes that doesn't make sense to you, but I hope it does, because even while laughing about everything, I'm still trying to pass a message, and the message is the fact that, you know, singleness should not be looked down on. I feel like your single phase is a beautiful phase that you can get a lot of things done for yourself. You can get a lot of things started for yourself, regardless of how people may see it. It is a you thing. So don't, because of, you know, the pressure of social media or your friends that are in relationships, start feeling like you shouldn't be single. So I would say, like, your single phase is another season of preparation in your life. It's like a season of preparation in your life. Season of preparation is coming from a message I listened to by Apostle Joshua Selman. Yeah, I'm trying to remember the topic, but yeah, he spoke about season of preparation, and, you know, it all makes sense, because when you're single, you can prepare yourself for the kind of relationship you want to have. You know, you get the materials you need to get to, you know, study, research, find out how the opposite sex is like, you know, how they react to the situation, because at times you think like you got this relationship thing covered because you're smart or you're knowledgeable, until you get into it and you realize that, okay, I was doing more of fantasizing than thinking about the reality of things, because you're like, no, I am dealing with another human being with emotions, not somebody that you can just, you know, make all your fantasy come to realization with, like, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, so I think the whole point of what I've been saying since about reacting, how you react to people's stages based on this whole singleness thing, I think it's coming from more from this place of there are people that might not be single by choice. And, you know, I think people are dealing with enough pressure to get into a relationship already. Like, you go on social media and you're seeing this kind of lovely relationship, and you're like, God, when? And perhaps you're in a circle where almost everybody is dating somebody. That is another kind of pressure, you know. At times, we unconsciously put pressure on ourselves based on what we see and what's happening around us, not really by people putting the pressure on us. And if you're listening to this and you're not single by choice, baby girl, baby boy, what I want to say is that calm down. Don't let anything get to you. Perhaps you are maybe searching. You're single and searching, you know. Just calm down. Don't let anything get to you. Don't let it stress you. The right person will come along. Don't, because of people are saying, just jump on the next available train. Like, don't because of that just go and meet anybody because you don't want to be alone, because you don't want to be single. Because on a serious note, this life, I say it sometimes, it is an alone journey, no matter how you do it or no matter how you want to see it. But just enjoy your single phase. Enjoy your single phase. You don't get to be single forever. If you're somebody who intends to get married, you won't be single forever. You have enough time to be in a forever relationship with somebody of your dreams. So just don't rush the process. Enjoy it. Like, for real. Enjoy it. I don't know how my friends that are going to listen to this episode are going to react, because, you know, because I've been seeing a lot of things lately about how this year. So yeah, I told you this is like a few days to Valentine. That's story that it's still early in the year, and this is 2023. And I've been talking about how this year is a no money year. No way. So I think this is a rant episode. So it is just anything you see, just enjoy it. Yeah, I don't get to see things like this all the time. But yes, I wanted to share things about me like this all the time. But yes, I was saying that this year is a no money year. But come on, if it comes around along the line and it's, you know, years, then why not? But my dear, I mean, I feel like sometimes you just want to enjoy the process and focus on what you should be focusing on. Focus on your focus. There are many things to be doing. For someone like me now, yeah, I don't want to go into details, but what I'm just trying to say is that just put your energy where you should put it. Don't because of the old thing, not, you know, I don't know why. I'm beginning to smile now. I don't know why. Okay, I think I know why. Something came to my mind, and it was the fact that I was going to tell you guys that I should do a Valentine episode. I might do a Valentine episode. I said might because by the time you listen to this, once again, it might be past Valentine. I might not put this up anytime soon. But yes, I might do a Valentine episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And I'd love to share my own Valentine experience. I don't know how it's going to be like. But I have a feeling that Valentine this year is going to be different for me. For real. So there's so many things. See, eventually, when I get there, when I get to that point where I feel like I cannot be so cool talking about a lot of things about myself, you guys will get a story. You will get just story that only people in my circle are the one hearing for now. Like, you know, they're enjoying that talky part of me. But yes, you will get just, well, okay. 17 minutes of rant so far. So, 17 minutes talking about what? So yeah, I know I have gone in different direction today. And I have just told you guys about different things also all in this episode. And I feel like I should do this more than the old serious thing. The things that I like to... Nah, I'm not going into that mode right now. But yes, if this episode should go well, like if I put it out and the reception is like dope, it's like really cool, then I might be doing like a few more things like this, because there are many things I want to rant about. Let me tell you something here. I want to rant about so many things in this life. And I'm going to eventually, but not with this kind of choked up semester. And here, there is a lot going on with Talking Roots, but then I'll be fine. Okay, guys, that's it. That's it for today. That's it for my special episode. So, yes, don't forget to follow Talking Moments on all social media platforms. And don't forget to follow Talking Roots, also your beautiful host. Yeah, your beautiful host. And also, don't forget to tell a friend. Who should tell another friend? Who should also tell another friend to listen to Talking Moments with Talking Ruth? So, yes, go ahead and share, follow, subscribe on whichever platform you might be listening from. I would appreciate that so much. So much. Yes. Okay, guys. I think that's it. I really don't want to end this special episode, but then I have to. So till I come your way again, do make sure to stay safe, remain blessed, and just keep on being happy. And if you're single, keep on enjoying it, and don't let anybody pressure you. And if you're in a relationship, keep on loving your love and, you know, doing what you do. Come on, enjoy everything. Whatever it is you might be doing or whatever phase you might be in this life, just enjoy it. Enjoy the process. Don't just be there, you know. Don't be there, you know, groaning and mumbling and feeling like you shouldn't be there. Maybe you should be there. And if you get it. But yeah. So for the last time, my name is Talking Ruth. And I will talk to you all later in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Thank you.